My name is Crystal Love.
My name is Amira Fati.
My name is Miss Catalina.
Hi, my name is Anne.
Asti Saraswati.
My name is Latoya Hurt.
I'm Nuraman.
My name is Delicia Bernie.
I'm Ruby Rice Bar.
Hi, my name is Shaniqua.
My name is Tina Brene.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name.
Good morning to all my sisters, wife, daughters, grandmothers, mothers, and to everyone that identifies as women. Happy International Women's Day. Before I start, I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit People Powered Radio. I pay my respect to elders past, present, and emerging. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. International Women's Day is a global holiday celebrated annually on March 8, and that is today, to celebrate the cultural, political, and socio-economic achievements of women. It is also a focal point in the women's rights movement, bringing attention to issues such as gender equality, reproductive rights, and violence and abuse against women. Hi, my name is Sasha Sidek. My pronouns are she, her. I am from Trans Sisters United, a not-for-profit organization that creates projects that benefit transgender and cisgender female community through advocacy, awareness, and community collaboration. I am also that familiar voice that you always hear on the radio and a producer busy behind closed doors, Tricia. I am so honored to have been given this opportunity again by 3CR to have my own special episode with you listeners this morning. I have picked to do Vox Pop style interview this year, and I want to give this opportunity for women of colors' voices to be heard. I want people to listen to their stories and, you know, not only for their struggles, but for their achievements as a woman. I always believe a story is best told when it comes from someone's own lived experience. Don't you reckon? I'll be playing the first half of the recording shortly, but before I do that, I just want to say, listening to all these ladies sharing their experiences to me, it really warms my heart and make me realize again, women are everyday heroes. So I asked some of the ladies and my trans sisters what International Women's Day means to them. And this is what she say.
Hi, my name is Amira Fatin. I'm a 37-year-old woman living in Melbourne with my husband, Ari, and 2-year-old son, Finn. I'm working as a photo editor. International Women's Day for me is firstly about the idea of women empowerment all over the world. It's like amazing that for one day, at least, it's a day of reflection and celebration for millions of people and women in different parts of the world as they think about their own achievements as women, the women around their life, what are their achievements, and also, you know, it could be in different fields. It could be in terms of their career, politically, culturally, or even in a sports field. And you can hear my son in the background, actually, because I'm actually working from home right now. And I think it's also part of the struggle that many new moms had to face during the pandemic. So I think International Women's Day should also recognize about the struggles that women had to face during COVID, having to juggle working from home and taking care of their kids, and also the anxiety of having to face a virus while there are no vaccines for young kids at that time. It was also during that time when I began to photograph my only willing subject, my son, and also delve into the type of family photojournalism that captured more honest, authentic moments of family life. I wanted to capture the struggle my clients face as new mothers, like sitting patiently next to her daughter who's just learning how to eat. It's a very messy table. She's looking very patient. Or the lonely moment as one sits down to rest after breastfeeding a baby for an hour. Women's Day should also celebrate the woman silently fighting and winning in one's own homes. It can be about those who go out and protest for gender equality, but it's also about the silent fights, the quiet yet immensely strong sense of support and solidarity which new mothers often share. A shared experience of pain and struggle and how they've managed to climb out of it together.
What is your name?
Asti Saraswati. I'm a housewife. International Women's Day is, for me, is a celebration of the achievement of women all around the world. For someone who grew up in a third world country, usually we don't have a lot of opportunities. And I grew up in a culture that unfortunately don't allow women to do a lot of amazing things. Women are regarded as liabilities, and sometimes women are regarded as possessions. But nowadays it's very different. We celebrate our independence and we contribute a lot to our family and our society.
What is the message for the women around the world?
I think if you want to go and get it, go get it. You only live once and you just live the life to the fullest.
Hi, my name is Anne. I'm a mother of three children. And I've been teaching now for more than 10 years. I'm currently in a high school teaching science. International Women's Day is it's a time for me to reflect about the many women in my life who have made a difference in my life. Especially my mother, my colleagues, my friends that I've left when I moved here from Singapore. When I think about the things that that we have done as women of many hats, what we do for our own children, what we do for our family, what we do for each other to support each other. I think that's what I think about when I think about International Women's Day. My message for all the women out there is to always be happy. Find the happy things that make them happy and do those happy things. And try to always be positive and surround themselves with happy things and happy people. Yeah.
My name is Delicia Burmey. I'm a car rental officer.
And what does International Women's Day mean to you?
It means visibility to me. Visibility for women, a day that we can celebrate together.
Do you have any messages for the women out there?
For our young ones? Well, I reckon most of us should learn how to become great leaders. And leadership should be a much more important thing for us to celebrate on Women's Day.
My name is Latoya Hurt. I work at Star Health as a community health educator.
What does International Women's Day mean to you?
It means about visibility, getting that word out that violence against women is wrong, and just showing that there are a lot of strong women out there. Just be proud of themselves, don't let anyone put themselves down, especially males, and speak out when there is an issue.
Hi, I'm Ruby Rais Bar, and I just migrated here from Southeast Asia. International Women's Day is about celebrating women, empowering women, women rights, and the person that inspired me is my late mom, who had 9 children. She was an inspiration for me because she had to work. She had 9 children to take care of. And at the same time, she was also guiding us the right way to, you know, being an adult, being a teenager. Yeah. looking back, it's my mom who's working and also cooking and taking care of us as well. Yeah.
So if you have a message for the woman out there, what would it be?
It'll be like, you know, don't give up in anything you do. Everything, it come your way. Be strong, you know, don't let anyone put you down. Be positive. Yeah.
My name is Miss Catalina. I am the host of The Bent Spoon.
What does International Women's Day mean to you?
It means a unity for all women to come together and unite and fight a good fight.
Do you have any messages for the women out there?
My message is, let's stay together and stay connected.
Stay together and stay connected. What a great message, Miss Catalina. And I always believe when women work together, we create magic. International Women's Day is all about perspective and acknowledging that others have a different experience of the world than you and I do. Since the day I joined 3CR and became an advocate and activist, especially for my trans community, each year, International Women's Day is a reminder to me of the immense power there is in solidarity with other feminists. The fight for gender equality is always only as strong as the movement in diverse and intersectional. And I feel like there has been progress in terms of making feminism more inclusive and responsive to the needs of marginalized groups. What I've learned over the years for you to be able to understand people really well is to listen to them as well. And that comes with an enormous amount of knowledge. So, talking about knowledge, this comes to our next second half, our Vox Pop. Harrison, it's one of the lady that I interviewed really speak highly of me, which I've never had before. So it teared me up. So, well, I'll let you be the guest. It was really nice to hear from someone saying good things about me, I guess. Have a listen.
My name is Crystal Love, and I'm from Kiwi Island, Northern Territory. I'm part of the Sister Girls, the indigenous transgender community on Kiwi Islands, and I do a lot of drag shows. International Women's Day, what it means to me, it means that, you know, every woman around the world are beautiful, and it actually makes me feel good about myself because I'm a transgender woman, and Women's Day means to me empowered by women in many different ways of who they want to be within themselves. When I went down to Melbourne, I was really empowered by, you know, the shows for the LGBTQ plus for the Midsummer Festival. And, you know, I was so glad that also to see other, women in many shapes and forms, and, you know, beautiful, powerful women who are making a change in society today. And to me, you know, I'm actually speaking to a lovely woman who's actually inspired me a lot because, you know, as you came to Tiwi Island and also to the Northern Territory, and to see you face to face and actually to see the good things that you do for women of color and also women who are trans. But you know what? No matter what shape or color you are, you're still a person, and a person is that you are a powerful woman. And I can't put words, or I can't put a number, or I can't put money towards what beautiful things that you do. You know, you inspired me a lot, seeing you especially on Facebook, and, you know, you're a trendsetter, a transgender setter. You know, like, you set boundaries to limits. No, you know, you can't do anything, but you did it. You did everything that I see to my eye, and, you know, you're actually a brand a brand as, like, you know, a Wonder Woman that who do things for a lot of people. And I see, you know, you inspire me through your lifestyle, your blogging, and, you know, everything that you do on Facebook. And, you know, I can't say that, you know, the only thing I can say is that you're an icon to me, because, you know, you inspire me to be a better person within myself. Because, you know, when I came back to Darwin, I thought about all the things that we did, and, you know, how we achieved things as women, and also trans women of color. You know, we could make a change in this world, you know, and make it a better place. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the power of all women, of all nations, and, you know, of all colors, that, you know, everybody's beautiful in their own rights. And you know what? You know, seeing you and the other ladies, you know, in Melbourne inspired me more to fight for my people and to fight for what is right for equal rights for women and trans women of color. Because, you know, it's a journey for all of us to take, and that journey will never end. You know, it will revolve and still go on and on. And, you know, at the end of the day, we have to be empowered by something and by somebody, and that body is, you know, the icon of what you are and what you do. And, you know, radio is one of the most powerful things that people can listen, and also to make sure that, you know, there are people out there who are giving the message. And the message is that, you know, that love, peace and harmony, that, you know, we can do it, you know, and we all can make a change. And, you know, like you, my icon, you made the change of the world, and you made change of Melbourne, and, you know, you made a change in my life, how I look at myself as a woman. We came from nothing to something, and, you know, the people look at us, you know, and talking to icons, you know, especially like you, you know, likewise, you know, you did a lot for me and inspiring me to be the better woman that I could be. To see you in flesh, she was like, oh my God, it was like, I nearly fainted, you know. And I seen you once, but seeing you in your own element in Melbourne, it's like, oh my God, she is powerful, and, you know, she's giving the message of love, hope and peace, you know, to our people. I've got a message that, you know, be strong, believe in yourself, and always remember that no matter what people say to you, you are a woman in your own eyes. And, you know, every day that you get up in the morning, you make sure that when you look in the mirror, you say that I'm a beautiful, powerful woman, and I'm a Wonder Woman. You know, I can make a change in this world. And it's about, you know, empowering yourself and empowering the people and the women inside of you.
My name is Tina Brunet. I run a not-for-profit social enterprise called Full Circle Social Enterprises.
What does International Women's Day mean to you?
For me, International Women's Day is a day where we, as women, get to celebrate the struggles, the triumphs that have led us to be who we are today, and also to think about the journey ahead, because we're still striving for equality. But on that day, it's just like, I feel like it's an intersection of all of that, and it's really important to acknowledge it as individuals, as organizations, as groups, and just commemorate the journey that has been and the journey to come. So for the women that are listening, I would say that wherever you find yourself in life, I feel that, you know, there's always more to you than what you feel often and what you hear often. I think we hear a lot of messages. I feel that the message is for them to continue to believe in yourself. Just don't ever stop listening to the inner voice that tells you that you are more than what you think and what the world tells you you are. You are not lesser than, you are more than. And just remind yourself of that, and lean into other women around you who can remind you of that. We are all worth so much more than what we think. And I think it will be so beautiful to see us rise from that inhibition into a state where we just thrive.
Hi, my name is Shaniqua. And I am a TV sister girl from the TV Islands. And the job that I'm doing at the moment is being an entertainer. So I'm a drag performer up here in Darwin.
What does International Women's Day means to you?
International Women's Day means a lot of things. It's a celebration of individuals, or as a collective, we could all have an opportunity to celebrate it could run, you know, it could be in any field of jobs.
Do you have any messages for our trans sisters and the women out there?
My message to my sisters out there is to embrace and love yourself. And not only that, taking up opportunities, because without being visible in our communities, and especially in the wider community, we cannot have opportunities.
Hi, Sasha. I'm Nur Rahman, and I'm from Penang, Malaysia. And I am a mix of different career. So I am a graphic designer, a learning designer, UX designer. I'm also a jazz singer. I do a lot of voluntary, and also a mother of two little children and a mother of two fur babies. And of course, I have a husband. And yeah, so that's me in a nutshell, but a lot more spices in between.
You're Wonder Woman. So what does International Women's Day mean to you?
Well, I think to respond or to echo what you just said as a Wonder Woman, and I think we heard about this a lot. You know, people always say, oh, you're Wonder Woman, but I don't think it's individual. I think every woman is a Wonder Woman. You know, Wonder Woman, because the weight that we carry as a woman, being part of the society, deciding what comes first between our career and family and children, and wanting to do so much to nurture and to help or to be part of the society and socially involved, is hard. So this is, I think, the challenge that every woman who are considered Wonder Woman is facing. That's I think what for me International Women's Day is about. It's about celebrating and embracing the contribution of women in the society and making it visible. And that's the reason why we're celebrating this International Women's Day. It's not so much to put a spotlight on us, but it's about embracing that contribution that we have been putting in as an individual, as part of the society, and also in the country. What have we put in economically? How do we actually contribute in that sense? So that's what International Women's Day to me.
Do you have any message for the woman out there?
I think it's probably not so much a message, but more of a sharing kind of thing, where I think for all the women out there, I know if you're listening to this, what I want to tell you is you're doing fantastic. You're doing a wonderful, heroic action. And just hang in there and know that what you're doing now is going to impact so much on the future generation. Don't feel that you are sacrificing so much, because it's not a sacrifice. It's what we choose to do. It's about how we choose to make that step and make it that impact to the current generation and also the future. So to all the women out there, you are a hero. You're amazing. So know that you are amazing. And know that all your fellow sisters are around you. And we're all here to help. And that's why we are here for the International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day to everyone.
I agree with Nurul. International Women's Day is a day of solidarity for us all to celebrate the social, political, cultural and economic achievements of all women. Yes, I agree with Crystal Love. She actually sent a really strong message. Be strong and believe in yourself. You are a woman in your eyes. Only you can make the difference. Hear, hear. And I just want to say this. Trans women are women. The raw facts of our bodies at birth are operated on by social process to transform each of us into the people we become. So what is a woman? The question can stretch to the bounds and bonds of womanhood in a messy yet vital direction, as in the case of Marsha P. Johnson. So anyone who don't know who Marsha P. Johnson is, she was known as the LGBTQIA+ advocate and activist. Her most famous display of advocacy was at the Stonewall Uprising. Johnson advocacy for members of the queer community that they live on till this day. She established a shelter for gay and trans youth and funded it through sex work. Johnson was also heavily involved in AIDS activist groups. And, you know, the P in her name stands for Pay No Mind. So Miss Johnson was a feminine gender non-conforming person who graced the street of New York City as a self-proclaimed street transvestite action revolutionary for decades. She now hailed as a transgender icon, but Johnson fits awkwardly with contemporary ideas of trans womanhood, let alone womanhood more generally. So she called herself gay at a time when the word transgender was not common and lived as a man from time to time. She used she and her pronouns, but thought of herself as a queen. Why not, hey? Not as a woman or even a transsexual. While some people now embrace a rainbow of possibilities between the familiar pink and blue, others hew even tighter to biological fundamentalism. Those willing to recognize new forms of gender feel anxious about misgendering others, while those who claim superior access to the truth are prepared to impose the truth upon those who disagree. So, woman means hopefully in a ways that center the voices and experiences of all those who live as a woman across all other differences.
We bring you transgender, transracial, transborder class war against a sexist, racist, homophobic, capitalist system. Our inspiration comes from the actions of feminists who have helped self-identified women reach revolutionary consciousness. At 3CR, our feminism is revolutionary.
International Women's Day 2022.
So I hope you get what Crystal and I are trying to say here. Being a woman is not about how you look on the outside. It's all about how you feel on the inside and how you live your life as a woman. It's womanhood. It's a lived experience of the person. So not every trans people have the privilege to buy hormones, getting surgeries, or even own everything that a woman should have. And I think this all comes back to about knowing your self-worth. And talking about self-worth, I certainly did not know my self-worth until I came to Australia. Living as a trans woman in Singapore, I was told to adapt discrimination, abuse, and assault. The authorities will never protect us till today. I've been spat on, I've been beaten up, locked up many times simply from existing. And you know what? Australia has taught me on my basic human rights, my trans rights. I did not think that I'll be talking to you today, because back then I was feeling hopeless and weak, and all I can think of was not to live anymore. But living here in Australia, I am strong as I can ever be today. And today, even though I'm celebrating woman and of the future woman to come, today I also want to celebrate me. I am proud of myself. I'm proud of our complexities and our accomplishments. Proud of my femininity, our intuitions. Today, I recognize that to single out this day means that although we have come so far, there is still a long way to go, and I'm forever grateful. So today I pay tribute to the woman in my life that means everything to me. My mother, my nana, my mentors, and my truly wonderful girlfriends, and my trans sisters, of course. I celebrate you. And my message to all women, falling down is allowed. Getting up is mandatory. Never see yourself as a victim. Always see yourself as a survivor. You got this, sis. Happy International Women's Day. Next up, we will have Dirt Radio, Friends of the Earth campaigners and activists dig down into the dirt on important environment and social justice issues.